Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter, the host of Diva Strategies for Success, where every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we bring you a dynamic guest with great tips that they and knowledge that they share with our listening audience. Today we have a fabulous guest. Her name is Stephanie Campbell. She is a published author of The Willow Does Not Weep, Racing Death, Closed Case, Case Closed, Mirror of Darkness, Hot Wheels, Dragon Knight, Poachers, Dragon Tasting Silver, Late But Not Never, Specimen X, Tales of Draga E is for Eternity, and P.S. I Killed My Mother. She has toured schools and has spoken at book days and at conferences. When she isn't working, she enjoys reading, watching documentaries, ballroom and swing dancing, and running. What's really cool is that today we're going to talk about how to be more successful on social media. And I'm sure with all the books that she's written, learning how to do that has been a great way for her to promote her book. Welcome, Stephanie. It's so great to have you on my show tonight.
Hi. Well, it's great to be there and to be here. And another great way to promote yourself is to not giggle when you hear your book title. But I don't know why. It gets me every time. I have to laugh.
How long does it take you to write one book?
Not very long. A lot of people take years. If I put my mind to it, I write about 5,000 words a day. And usually a young adult novel is anywhere from 40,000 to about 80,000 words. So that's about a month or two. But the editing takes a lot longer because I self-edit all my books before I send them anywhere, which I think is a key to publishing a lot of people don't know about.
Oh, good. Well, maybe at the end you can talk a little bit about that. So what are some of the free ways to promote a business on Facebook?
There's some great free ways. First off, when you're sending out emails, it's great to have a signature with your fan page URL in your email. A lot of people actually click on that. You'd be surprised the number of likes you can get just from having the URL. In your Facebook, you can put widgets on your blog, and I always like to have, whenever I do blog posts, I like to mention specifically at the end, this is my fan page, like if you want to know when I do giveaways and everything. I also like to tag well-trafficked fan pages in my updates, so that way people might somehow wander back to my fan page and go, oh, that's kind of interesting, and hit like. And I also think content's important. You want to give people content that they actually like. So I like to put jokes in there occasionally, just things that will keep people interested enough to keep coming back to my fan page too. Oh, and put it on your business cards as well. That's great if you're doing face-to-face contact business deals.
What do you mean by well-traveled websites that you go back to them? What do you mean by that?
What I like to do is I'll oftentimes, basically, there's a publishing website called Master Coda on Facebook. So, and that gets a lot of traffic.
Would you repeat that? What is it called?
Master Coda. Master and then Coda with a K, K-O-D-A. And sometimes I'll tag back to that. You know how you can tag things on Facebook? I'll oftentimes do that and That's just a good way to have people go back to my webpage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, you want to keep them coming back. What are some free ways to promote a business on Twitter?
I think a lot of people don't tweet as much as they should when they have a Twitter account. So I think it's important to tweet about 2 to 3 times a day. And there's a lot of people on there, you think, oh, they're always on Twitter. They always seem to be tweeting. Well, usually I actually have, you can set up a Twitter account, so it'll tweet for you during the day. So I actually like to do that and have all my tweets set up in the morning, and then it'll tweet for me throughout my day, which is really good because one thing to do with the following is to keep reminding people that you're there. And there's some great third-party sites outside of Twitter that kind of help you with your Twitter. Like, I don't know if anybody's heard of Hootsuite, but that's really great because it lets you...
What is it called?
Hootsuite? Like, Hoot is an owl and then suit? Like S-U-I-T-E.
Oh,
Hootsuite. Hey, Zoot, yes. And so I really like that because it lets me keep track of everything. Because, you know, when you have so many social media accounts, it starts to be a little bit crazy when you have so much going on that you need to keep updating. So, and then TweetDeck is really nice as well. That helps you keep track of things. There's also something called Bitly, and it lets you see how many times.
What's the last one you just said? I got TweetDeck, and I got Hootsuite. But who's the one you just said?
Bitly. It's B-I-T-L-Y, and it lets you see how well the links you're tweeted. It shows you how well they're doing, like how many times they've been clicked on, stuff like that. It's really good.
Oh, great. Okay, what are some free ways to promote a business on LinkedIn?
Well, I love LinkedIn. This is actually I prefer LinkedIn over Facebook and Twitter, which is kind of rare, but basically, what I do is I have my LinkedIn, I have it hooked up to my Twitter. So you can use LinkedIn a bit like Twitter and Facebook, where you update your statuses and everything. Like there's a part where you do that, and you're able to update to Twitter and LinkedIn at the same time, which I think is really great. And they have a whole bunch of groups, like with Facebook. So I'd recommend going in a whole bunch of groups, because I've met so many important people in the groups on LinkedIn. There's a ton of people who are either willing to help you out. Like, there's a whole bunch of authors on there always willing to do blog swaps. And basically, that's where you go on other people's blogs and blog on their blog, and they blog on yours. So that's really great. And so the groups are really important, so you can kind of establish the where you are. And basically, you can go in whatever business you are. If you're into making cards, there's places for that. And I just think that's really great how you can go into the groups and kind of establish yourself there. And also, you're able to make a company profile for your company, so you're able to get that out there. And, you know, basically you can have your own business site on the side there too. So those are really good. I like LinkedIn a lot.
Well, are they still limited to 50 groups that you can belong to?
I'm actually not sure. I haven't exceeded that many.
Okay. Because I know I got to them, and then I tried to get on another group, and they said something. But I haven't done it for a while, so I didn't know if they changed that. They may have. The other thing is, how many hours a day, or how much time do you spend a day on your social media?
Quite a bit. I spend... I'm able to work from home as a writer. I'm lucky enough to do that because you know, you with the social media you earn money, so you're able to keep doing this. I actually spend about a fourth of my 8 to 10 hour day doing social media stuff. So that's about 2 hours or so. I spend a lot of time doing that, and so it's very important. A lot of writers don't focus enough on that, but actually it's one of the most important parts in the of the business and being successful in it. So,
what are some free ways to promote a business on a blog? And would you recommend having their own blog or going through some of the blog sites that they can connect anything to your blog, or have your own blog?
My favorite is Blogger, which you can connect to other blogs, but you have your own blog, and I think it's really good because you can. I don't know if they do this with any other type of business, but with us, we do a lot of blog hops. So what you do is you join a blog group, and everybody offers a free prize. So I'll offer a free book, and people will go around wanting to get the free prize, and they have to comment and look at your blog in order to win the free prize, which is really great because you can get – I've gotten most of my followers from blog hops, which is great. For other business ideas, if you're not – you know, writer, I know a lot of people aren't. So it's just you can, if you have a business and you have a customer that's been with you for many years, what you could do is actually just have customer spotlights that make your customer feel appreciated. Just, like, talk about them and that particular customer. If they say it's okay, that's always really great. And I think people really react to that a couple times. And I thought, wow, that's really awesome. So, and then it's a great place also to share your discounts and promotions. So if you're holding a discount, always blog about it. I think that really helps. Or hold contests on your blog. that goes back with, like, the blog hopping. I think giving away things for free, everybody responds to free stuff, and blogging is my favorite place to share things for free, and I think that's a really great way to reach out to people.
Okay. What are some other free ways to manage all of the online opportunities at once to maximize marketing efficiency?
Well, I think, honestly, Hootsuite, if I said that right this time, I don't know why I have such trouble with that. I think that is one of the greatest place to go for that because, like I said, you can have all your networks in that same place, so you're able to function well. And another thing I like to do and I recommend to people who do a lot of marketing is to keep a schedule. Just have a certain amount of time you're spending for each individual thing, like have a schedule for Facebook, and I know how hard that is to get off of, but have a schedule for Twitter, have a schedule for blogs, so that way you know you spend a certain amount of time attacking each social network, so by the time you're done, you'll have a really centralized marketing strategy, and I think that's really good.
How can a business owner cheaply and effectively build a business website for an online following?
I think Wix.com, it's Wix.com, it was the number one website builder this last year, and it's completely free, and I think it's really, really great. And it's of my opinion that if you don't have a website for what you're doing, then it's a hobby more than a business. I think everybody needs a website in this day and age if you're running a business. That's my opinion. I hope I didn't make anybody mad, but I think a website is very, very important, and you can get one for free with that website. So,
what is that website again?
Wix, Wix.com, and it's really great. It was voted number one for a reason.
Okay, great. What are some effective ways to market face-to-face?
Oh, okay. This is I have to do this a lot because I'll go to I have to do book signings and everything. And at first I couldn't figure out why nobody was coming over to me. Everybody looked like I'm so scary and I'm this 110-pound girl. I'm not really scary at all. You know, I'm very bubbly. But one thing I found that really helped bring people to me instead of running away was that I would bring things that they would want. I would bring, basically I'd have a jar of candy. I'm not saying bring around candy with you everywhere if you're not doing business functions, but basically have something that will cause you to basically have to face or open up to that person, like if you're bring a business card, so that way you hand the business card to them, make eye contact, it helps break the ice a little bit, and I think that really helps. And giving out free things, if you are in a field where that is applicable, then bringing candy to give out or something free, that always helps. I like the freebie theory that people like you a lot more if you give them things.
That's great. How can a business owner make a newsletter to reach a large number of people for little to no cost?
I'm really big on newsletters because it's a bit like blogging, except this is where with a blog, people can wander away and they'll never come back. Even if they're your follower, they may have liked your blog, but after they've read it, they're not reminded of it. So I think a newsletter is really great because basically you're emailing them and reminding people that you are out there. So I just barely started a recent one, so I'm excited about that. But anyway, it's MailChimp.com, like M-A-I-L, chimp. .com is a great place. You can create your newsletter for your business. It is 100% free, and it is like basically all you'd have to do is bring people in to subscribe. It's really easy to use. There's step-by-step instructions on the site, and you can customize everything. You can put it on your website, on your blog. It's really easy to use, and I would definitely recommend it for your business. Basically, you can show your products in a really, really great way because it makes them look so attractive, and I think that's important for your business too.
Okay. How can a business owner be effective at making cold calls, which actually everybody hates, and actually enjoy doing it?
And, I worked as a cold caller for a long time. I used to fundraise money for a university on the phone, and everybody else hated it, but I absolutely fell in love with making calls. One thing I did was every time I picked up the phone, I would pretend the person on the other side of the phone was my friend, regardless of whether I knew him or not. And you'd be surprised how close you can get to people with taking that approach. And people will be more likely to buy from you if you show yourself in a friendly way and show that you are not just a machine trying to sell them things. Basically, show that you're basically looking out for their best interest as a friend, even though they don't know you. I think people can definitely hear the warmth in your voice. They can tell if you're smiling. So basically, just present yourself in a positive way and even expect to have fun, even though it's something most people dread. I always really enjoyed it. So I think you can enjoy it if you look at it in the right way. So that's what I recommend for cold calling.
Don't you think also on cold calling they need to schedule just like they do on the social media?
Mm-hmm. I think so, too, because if you get surprised, it's no. I can understand why people would be cranky, because I've had that happen before where I got called randomly, but it was just at a really bad time. And I think if you call at a bad time when people don't expect you, you're more likely to get a no than a yes. So do schedule things and make sure it's at a good time, too. Don't call at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, because if you call me at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, you'd be selling me chocolate, and I'd still say no, because I wouldn't want to be woken up that early.
Right. How can a business create a great ad and find deals on where to place them?
One thing I think is great with the Internet these days is that you can actually find quite a few websites to post them for free. GreatAds.com, I believe, was one of the ones. I forgot to actually write this list down. I have everything else written down to tell people about the great websites, and I forgot about it. But I also think that putting it in the newspaper is also great, even for a few days. And around the Christmas time especially, there's a lot of discount ads, so the season also helps a lot. There's a place online, it's discountsoloads.com. They're pretty,
discount,
they have some cheap ads.
What is it again? Discount what?
Discount solo ads, discount, and then soloads, in case people are writing down what I'm saying. Yeah, it's
okay.
Discount solo ads. They have some cheap ads you can put places, so that would be my recommendation for the ads. I honestly haven't put as many ads up as a writer, but I think they're really effective because I see a big difference in my publishers that place ads for me and those who don't. So,
let's talk about, I think you said you had a newsletter. Is that free for people? And how can people contact you? And what other things do you have?
I do have a newsletter. I just barely started it, but it isn't my newsletter per se. Like, I'm the person doing the newsletter, honestly, but I'm basically what I'm doing is I'm helping out other writers by highlighting their work and posting basically I'm interviewing writers, asking them for articles and stuff, and I'm taking that and I'm putting it in a newsletter for free, and it comes out biweekly. So I do have that, and that's available at my website. So I can my website is www.StephanieCampbellReleases.Weebly.com.
Would you repeat that, Stephanie?
www.StephanieCampbellReleases.Weebly.com.
Okay, and you spell your name STEPHANIE. CAMPBELL, just so that people will know. What other things do you offer, and where can they find your books, and where can they buy them?
I think the best place to buy my books would be on Amazon.com, just because they're pretty cheap there, and I think it's you're able to get them any way you want them. As far as I've seen from the difference between in stores buying my books and on Amazon buying my books, I would go with Amazon. You can keep track of my blog and everything, and my blog is at www.StephanieCampbellsBlog.blogspot.com. So that's pretty easy. And then you can find me on Facebook as well if you wanted to look me up. And I'm also
on
Twitter.
Are you on Facebook with just your name? Is that how you're listed?
Yeah, I'm just using my name, and I actually have that URL, so I can give that as well, though it's a bit more complicated. It's facebook.com and then /pages-author-Stephanie-Campbell, and then there's another dash, and that's my That's my Facebook name. So, and you can find me on Twitter as well. So basically, if it's an online website, you can find me on there because I'm pretty much everywhere.
So all they have to do is really type in your name and it'll bring you up. And what part of it, you're in Utah, right?
Yep, I'm in Utah.
So they can put Stephanie Campbell, Utah, and if there's other Stephanie Campbells, you'll... So, do you offer any other things you do? You said you do newsletters where you have authors give you articles. Are you interested in other authors getting in touch with you? Or
yeah, absolutely. I forgot. I always offer my email address. Okay, I'm pretty open. Obviously, I don't bite. I really, if you need advice or anything, I am always an open ear for that. I've worked for a literary agency and I've worked as an editor as well. So if you need writing advice, I'm there, and I would say I'm pretty nice. I'm always willing to help out other writers because I believe this is a tough business. You got to help out each other when you can. And I'm also open to people if they wanted to submit articles or something to me for my newsletter to be featured to get attention to their work. I'm also open for that too if they want to. I'm at authorgirl1485@live.com, and anybody who wants to just stop by, say hi, I'm around.
Yeah, her email again is authorgirl, A-U-T-H-O-R, girl, 1485 at live.com. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about how do you get your ideas for your book? And what if you somebody, you know, I always say everybody's got a book in them. So would somebody with an idea really get started?
Okay, so how I get my ideas, honestly, is they just come to me. I've never had any trouble with ideas. It's just they just come. I once wrote every year an elementary school does a play based on the screenplay I wrote for them. Based on, I saw a bag of gummy bears on the counter, and I wrote a play on it, and I said, hey, you want it? And now they do the play every year. So I get my ideas in very random places. So I just get ideas from everywhere. And if people want to write a book and get it out there, I think that's really great because I agree completely that everybody has a book inside of them. And basically what I would do is that I would take a certain amount of time per day to write, even if it's just 10 minutes. Because a lot of people I've heard say, I don't have time to write a book. I have this great idea, but I just don't have time. And I'm like, you can squeeze in 10 minutes, even if it means losing sleep. Just keep writing for that little time slot every single day. By the time you're done, you will have a finished book. It may take you a couple of years, but, you know, you're going to get to that goal, which is all that matters anyway. So don't give up and just write for that tiny time slot per day. And so... And also,
would you suggest that they have an outline?
Well, it depends on author to author. There's actually two basic methods to go. Some writers write with outlines, other authors don't. I basically do half outlines, so I outline my book, and it usually ends up going someplace completely different, but... for a first-time author, I would recommend an outline, but if you don't like doing outlines, then, you know, it's about creativity. So that one's really up to the author, I think.
The main thing is to start.
Yeah, basically that's it. Just start going, and eventually you'll get to where you want to go. That's my opinion on it.
Yeah, so basically the great thing is they need to work on all their social media a little bit each day. That way they're moving them all forward. They ought to look at doing a blog, and they, you know, should also look at doing a newsletter. And what other things would you say someone should build into their, you know, business marketing plan?
Honestly, well, radio shows, obviously. I actually really like these because I think it's important that even if you're not in Utah, I really like being able to reach out to people and letting them know who I am a little bit. And I think that's really great for businesses too, because I think you're more likely to buy from somebody that isn't just it's kind of faceless most of the time. So I think if you put a face on it, or in my case, a voice, basically, and you get to know the person a little bit, you'll be more likely to make sales, and I think that's important.
I'm surprised that you're such an expert on social media and you haven't written a book about it.
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I have a bit of trouble with nonfiction. I probably should. I would really enjoy that just to help other people out with the social media aspect of it. But I'm very, very creative minded, I guess. So I honestly get a bit bored when I write nonfiction. I'm going to be completely honest. I do. I try, and then I usually end up staring out the window.
Isn't it? Well, everybody's got a talent for something, and it's great when you find what your talent is. And they always say, stay with the passion. And so, if your passion is writing nonfiction, and you've been successful with it, that's what you need to do. But meanwhile, you're out there helping all these authors and stuff, and showing them. I'm sure that the things that you shared today are things that you've actually used and done yourself in the promotion of your book.
Yep, exactly. I do it every single day. And I also like to share things that I didn't know myself when I first got started. When I first got started, I thought everything would magically happen for me. So I thought my books would sell immediately, and then I was getting basically little to no sales. And I'm like, hey, what is going on here? And then once I started actually working toward it, I'm like, oh, I actually had to build a foundation. So even if you're creative minded and writing is all you really love and want to do, you do have to build your foundation, basically, and you have to work to sell your books. And so if you love it enough, you'll do it. That's my opinion.
Stephanie, do you also get out and speak, and that way you also can sell your books to the audience that you speak to?
Yes, I do. I did a literary conference just a couple months ago, and I got to go out and talk about my books and speak. I'm also hoping to go. There's one of the biggest book fairs for young adults in the world in California this upcoming September. So right now the boards of directors are deciding whether I get to speak or not. So I'm really hoping I get the opportunity to speak. It'll be really gut-wrenching for me because a lot of people don't realize this, but I'm actually pretty shy. I've just taught myself not to be. So I'll be scared if I get up, but at the same time, it'll be a really great opportunity for me to basically spread the word about me and my books. So
where is it going to be in California, and when?
I believe it's near Huntington Beach, and I think it's September 17th, but I may be wrong on that.
Well, what you need to do, because I'm in California, send me the information if you are going to speak, and we'll email it out to all of my list so we can get a lot of people there.
That would be great. I would love that. Well, I'll definitely let you know if I get accepted, and I got my fingers crossed right now, so I hope so.
Well, that would be wonderful. Well, we're down to about 4 minutes, so I want to. Anything else you want to leave as closing remarks to our listeners? And then give them your website again and also your...
Any closing remarks? I would have to say just don't give up. Whatever you're doing, even if you're writing, that's great. Or if it's something else, like you're starting your business or you have a business, just don't give up with trying to promote your sales and stuff. And even if you don't see results right away, they are coming for you. Even if it takes a couple of months, things aren't magic. They won't happen overnight. But I guarantee that if you keep up with your social media and you just keep trying and putting yourself out there again and again, results will show up and you'll be very pleased eventually with what you see. So just keep with it.
Oh, well, it's been great, Stephanie. We've been talking with Stephanie Campbell, who is an author and who gave us some great tips on using social media. Her email is authorgirl1485@live.com. And Stephanie, give them your website again.
It's www.stephaniecampbellreleases.weebly.com.
Okay, and do you have a phone number at all that you want to give out or not?
I guess I could give out my phone number without an issue. It is my cell phone. I'll warn you, I do have it off a lot, but I will try to get back to you if you give me a call if you need advice or anything. I'm at 801-458-7556.
Okay, well, we're going to come to an end, and I want to thank you again for being my guest on Diva Strategies for Success. Next week, we have Linda Ballesteros, and our topic will be Business Network Referral Marketing. And Linda also is a radio host, so it'll be interesting to hear what she wants to share with us. And Stephanie, thank you again so much. It was a pleasure having you, and I learned some things. I made lots of notes. And as you know, our show also goes up in archive, so people who couldn't listen live will be able to listen to it, and I'll send you the link.
All right, well, great. Thank you so much for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.